Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome to the August 17th edition of Servant Warrior Radio, the show like no other. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and I'm so glad that you're hanging out with us this week. Matter of fact, the streak of great shows continues this week as we are continuing the four-part series, My Piece to the Puzzle, today with message number 3, LED, Light Emitting Disciple. Now, if you missed last week's show and the message Salt Life, or if you missed any of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio, I encourage you to head over to servantwarriorradio.com. There you can listen to and share all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, the site is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. Now, before I get started with the show, I want to send a huge shout out to Flip, Tony, Chastity, John, and the whole team at Murray Hill Theater right here in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, Murray Hill is celebrating 17 years of ministry as the nation's premier Christian rock venue. Now, this week is their 17th anniversary festival. I call it a two-day rock fest revival. But this week, they're going to be having 24 unbelievable bands. Some of Christian rock's best bands are going to be right here in Jacksonville. Nine Lashes, As Hell Retreats, Deciphered Down, Sent by Ray, and my favorite group, and really when all is said and done, probably my favorite group of all time, the band Disciple. Now, speaking of Disciple, in honor of those guys being in town, I wanted to replay the Warrior Recommended segment from April 13th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Just a few months back, the very first Warrior Recommended segment featured the band Disciple, and that's going to come up in just a few minutes, so you definitely got to hang in there for that. But if you're within 500 miles of Jacksonville, Florida, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get in your car right now. Plug 932 Edgewood Avenue South, Jacksonville, Florida, 32205 into your GPS and make absolute haste to the best place to watch a rock and roll show, hands down. This play, Murray Hill Theater, is the bomb. Now, even better, thousands of people, the people who are going to be there this weekend, people of all ages who would likely never be reached by the four-wall church, they're going to be hearing the life-changing message of Christ in ways that truly reach them where they are. And they're going to hear them in ways they understand and enjoy. Because you know what? Here's the rule number one in ministry, in marketing, or any endeavor where you're trying to deliver a message. The audience has to relate to the method of delivery, or the message itself is just going to absolutely fall on dead ears. Hey, look at that. Free business and marketing tips, courtesy of the real, radical, relentless, and relevant Servant Warrior Radio Show. I mean, you know, the benefits absolutely never end for your time spent right here on Servant Warrior Radio. But I'm going to put a link to Murray Hill Theater on servantwarriorradio.com. Now, if you've listened to the show the past couple of weeks, God has really put on my heart the attacks on marriage by the evil one. And we talked a few weeks ago about the whole Chick-fil-A boycott, but really and the fact that it had absolutely nothing to do with Chick-fil-A, but it was an attack from Satan against God and God's most prized institution, the family. Now, just this week in Jacksonville, Florida, the Jacksonville City Council voted 17-2 against a city ordinance. Now, the ordinance was titled 2012-296. Now, here's a brief description of what the ordinance would do. It was to add sexual orientation and gender identity or expression to the anti-discrimination provisions of the Jacksonville Ordinance Code. It was labeling as discrimination decisions based on sexual orientation or gender identity or expression. I want to give a major thumbs up to the Jacksonville City Council because the ordinance would do a number of things. One of the incredibly important would be to undermine the Florida Marriage Amendment, which preserves marriage as being the union of one man and one woman. Now, listen, make no mistake. This is another tactic by the evil one to attack God and the sanctity of marriage. Now, I'm going to add a link to some of the frequently asked questions about this ordinance as well as the website Florida Family. I'm going to put those links at servantwarriorradio.com as well as servantwarriorministries.org. Now I know what you're wondering. You're saying, Searcy, why are you bringing this up? Man, this is a Jacksonville thing. We're in St. Louis or we're anywhere in the country listening to this show. Why are you telling us this? Because we need to wake up. These types of ordinances are being introduced all over the country. You know, we as the body of Christ, as believers, we've got to stop walking around absolutely clueless and unaware of what's happening in our own backyard and in our areas. What I want you to do is I want you to take some time to read about the ordinance that was introduced here in Jacksonville, and I want you to start scanning the political landscape in your area for bills and ordinances such as this, because this is really how it happens. It doesn't happen at the national level or the state level. It goes local. It happens in this city and in this city and then in this city until it reaches the state and national levels. You know, as Christians, we have to be wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. And we also have to know the tactics of the enemy. Hey, listen, I got to take a 15-second break, but when we return, Warrior Recommended from April 13, 2012, featuring the band Disciple. We'll be right back. Hello, Jesus freaks of the Truth Talk Nation. Jeff Searcy here, host of Servant Warrior Radio. Join us each and every Friday morning at 6 for a jolt more potent than any cup of Java and more lasting than a 5-hour energy drink, right here on Truth Talk 630. We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. And before the break, I was talking about Murray Hill Theater and their 17th anniversary, what I'm calling the Rock Revival. And it's happening this weekend. Now, again, if you're within 500 miles of Jacksonville, Florida, you owe it to yourself to get here. And if you don't make it on Friday and think it's just not worth making the trip, I want you to think again. The guys who are closing out the festival are absolutely worth the drive. That's the band Disciple. And in honor of them being in town this weekend, I wanted to replay the very first Warrior Recommended segment on Servant Warrior Radio. So here it is from back in April 13th from earlier this year, the Warrior Recommended segment featuring the band Disciple. I want to talk about a feature that's absolutely exclusive to Servant Warrior Radio and one that you will not want to miss. It is called the Warrior Recommended. It's going to be a segment that I'll drop in whenever the urge hits me to throw a recommendation your way. It could be a book, could be a movie, could be a band, could be a song, could be a pastor, could be a particular sermon, could be a restaurant, could be a quote, a show, you know, you get the idea. And you know, the very first Warrior Recommended is the band Disciple. And, you know, call me crazy, that's okay. But I can tell you hands down, they are my favorite group. Just maybe my favorite group ever. And I pray God will open up the opportunity to have them on the show. I just can't tell you how much I enjoy their music. You know, graduating high school in the 80s, I grew up loving the hair bands, metalheads, glam rock guys, you know, Guns N' Roses, LA Guns, Def Leppard, the Southern Rock, you know, 38 Special of Night Ranger and Ted Nugent. Okay, I'm dating myself and that's okay. Yeah, I just love music. You know, I used to get the funny looks going into the rock clubs amongst the long-haired and the tattooed. Of course, me and my loafers and my khaki shorts, my starched Oxford and my Georgia hat, you know, the preppy headbanger. Oh, man, the memories. You know, but let's get back to Disciple. You know, there's nothing like getting the incredible life-changing message of Christ spoken through music that absolutely peels the paint off the walls. You know, how many true rock concerts can you take kids to? Let's say, like mine, 6-year-old, 10-year-old. And not only have absolutely no concern that they will hear anything inappropriate, but actually hear the life-changing message of Christ. You know, especially with Kevin Young, the lead singer, you know, at the end of the show, he will grab his Bible and he will begin to share the gospel and the message of salvation with a crowd that it has both believers, unbelievers, across the board. You know, that more than even the music itself absolutely rocks. you know, we have had the opportunity to meet them a couple of times and see their shows, and you know, just awesome to see my youngest down there banging his head. He's got the floppy blonde, you know, hair, and he's banging his head and he's singing the songs, and you know, the message that is being infused into his mind, you know, is one of salvation. You know, there's two sides to these coins. We think about the music that's played on MTV, and there's so many, the music that we talk about our kids are listening to that's having an impact on their mind. You know, there is the other side to that. There's music out there like Disciple, like other groups that are putting out a great message that those words are going into the minds of our kids, and not enough kids are getting it. You know, I always encourage people, don't miss the message because of the music. And I can tell you, man, the guys, the Disciple, absolutely bring it. You know, that's, again, if you've never heard of them, go to Google Disciple the Band. Get on there. You can even go to Jesus Freak Hideout, JesusFreakHideout.com. You get a whole band profile, and you can find out about them and so many others. You know, some of their CDs, Disciple, self-named Scars Remain, which actually has my favorite song, Game On. I play Game On for my baseball teams, and you know, just to get them jacked up, man. They hear it, and it's awesome. I get chill bumps thinking about it. Southern Hospitality, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades is their most recent. I think they've got a new one coming out. But I encourage you, go Google it. You can follow those guys you can find them on iTunes. But I encourage you to go. And I hope this message, I hope one day they'll hear this and I get the opportunity to have them on the show. I mean, that's what I pray happens. But nevertheless, you know, go. You know, Romans 12:11 says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. You know, there's so many groups and so many bands out there really bringing the message of Christ. You know, let's put it out there. Let's just truly reach the headbanger nation that love Jesus. But our first warrior rec is the band Disciple. Don't miss them. There you have it. The first warrior recommended segment ever of Servant Warrior Radio, and it featured the band Disciple. Hey, listen, if you get the chance, you got to go see them. Go to DiscipleRocks.com. You can look at their schedule. If they're coming anywhere, even remotely close to where you are, don't miss the chance to go see these guys. They are awesome men of God. They flat out peel the paint off the wall, but they bring the life-changing message of Christ. And I tell you what, they do it right, and it doesn't get much better than one of their shows. Hey, listen, I've got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk some light. You don't want to go anywhere. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Back, you are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and we're going to continue the series, My Piece of the Puzzle today, with the message LED, Light Emitting Disciple. Now, throughout the series, My Piece of the Puzzle, we've been talking about how our lives are like pieces to a puzzle, that each of us has a specific place that we fit into God's plan, into His puzzle, and how we often feel our life is insignificant in relation to all the lives that have existed and those that are yet to exist on the earth. I mean, it's absolutely overwhelming when we think about that we are one in so many. I don't care what the world has told you. I don't care what people have told you. You are one of a kind creation. You are God's masterpiece. You were woven together by Him, by His own hands, and you were created for a purpose that only you can fulfill. I mean, we all have extreme significance, but if we allow the world to shape us and not God, we're going to end up trying to force ourselves into a spot in the puzzle that's not ours and is certainly not God's plan for us. Last week, we talked about living a salt life, being the salt of the earth, filled with flavor, adding seasoning to the lives that we touch, for our conversation to be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that we may know how to answer everyone, bring out the best in others. We are called to be the salt of the earth. Jesus said it himself in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Now, the very next verse, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, we're called to be light. Jesus tells us we are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Now, for us to be the puzzle piece that God intended for his puzzle, his plan, we have to heed his call and be the light of the world. You know, God places an extremely high value on light. He called his own son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Jesus himself in John chapter 9, verse 5 said, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And that light, Jesus Christ, when it resides inside of us, is to radiate through us into the world that we live. I said before that God places a high value on light. In fact, he set the tone for his plan right up front. I mean, creation day one. Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. All throughout Scripture, God makes it very clear to us, his children, whom he's called to be the light of the world, that he wanted the light to be completely separate from darkness. Paul, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, tells all believers, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." Now, I'm in no way, shape, or form saying that being the light of the world is easy. In fact, it is tough. Why? Because to be the light that we've been called to be, we have to put ourselves out there, man. We got to be exposed. We're going to be on that narrow road. We're going to be on display. We're going to be right smack in the middle of the arena. And the reality is, here's the harsh reality. People are waiting for Christians to fall. They're waiting for us to make a mistake. They're waiting for us to be human. You know, and that's tough. And it's oftentimes that we'll shy away from being light because we're afraid we'll mess up, because we're afraid that we won't have the answer to a question. We're afraid to show that we're fallible. Bottom line, we're afraid to be human. You know, the thing feared most by people, according to surveys, is speaking in public. Well, that's true, except for crazy folks like me who feel absolutely perfect and at home and comfortable talking on a stage in front of 1,000 people. But anyway, when we are the light, as God calls us to be light, we are to be on a hill, put on a stand, to give light to everyone in the house, to let your light shine before men. And I can hear the screams now, "No! You know, anything but that, God." Sorry, folks, we're not called to be lampshade Christians. We are called to be lighthouses with super bulbs where our light can be seen by everybody. Now, three things are going to happen to you when you're the light that God's called you to be. I mean, it happens to all of us. Okay, number one, people are going to look at you. Sorry, you're just going to have to get over it. And remember, the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. People are going to look at us. They want to see how we live our lives. They want to see if we're who we say we are. They want to see if we're genuine. You know, God wants people to look at us. He says it very, very clearly in his word, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Now, some of you may be saying, "Jeff, you know, I just don't think I shine that brightly. You know, I don't think people see me." Let me shed some light on that, if I may. If you think your light is not very bright, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go into a completely dark room and light a match. See how bright it is? Trust me, you shine brighter than you think. The thought that you don't shine brightly is a lie that the devil wants you to believe because he knows how brightly you will shine once you allow the light of Christ to shine through you. Now, that's the first thing. People are going to look at you when you're the light that God's called you to be. The second thing people are going to do, they're going to look to you. When you bring light, when you bring truth to people, to situations, to circumstances, they're going to look to you for guidance. They're going to look to you for direction. They're going to look to you to show them a way. It's just like, hey, grabbing a flashlight. We're about to head off for a walk down the street or around the house or through the woods. You know, we are not going to walk back. And we want to make sure that we have a light so we can see where we're going. We don't want to step in a hole. We want to trip on anything. We certainly don't want to step on something that doesn't want us to step on, if you know what I mean, especially when you're walking through your backyard. The light of Christ in us will be the flashlight for those looking for us to light a way through the darkness. You know, I often hear people say, Jeff, I made so many mistakes. How can I lead anyone? I mean, how can I show anyone the way? You know, sometimes I feel the same way. I mean, we always make mistakes. I mean, we just do. We're human. Those thoughts that we don't have anything to add or to give anyone are lies meant to discourage you and me and make us believe that we have nothing to offer. God doesn't allow anything to happen in our lives that he doesn't intend for us to use to impact another life for his glory. And yes, that includes all the mistakes, that includes all the bad decisions that we've made throughout our lives. Remember, God works all things for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. All right, we've talked about two things that's going to happen when we're the light that God's called us to be. First thing, people are going to look at us. Second thing, people are going to look to us. Now, here's the third thing. People are going to look for you. So many people look for fulfillment in things of the world. They look for fulfillment in possessions, in power, in other people, you know, and they continue to end up unfulfilled. And the more that they search for fulfillment, the more that they fall short. Proverbs 4:19 says, "But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They don't know what makes them stumble." As followers of Christ, we emit a light, a joy, and a peace that people are looking for. Now, while they might not think so or realize that they're looking, they're looking. They recognize there's something different about a follower of Christ, a child of light. And if we are genuine and real, if we lead people in light and in truth, people will seek us out to see if they can get what we have. Now, here's the awesome thing. When someone asks, we can say with a resounding yes, you can have the peace, you can have the joy, the light. His name is Jesus. Comes the time in the show, always want to give people the opportunity to accept Christ. If you're listening and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the one who died on a cross for your sins and mine, so that if we believe in him, we can have eternal life. If you want to make an action, if you want to take a step forward and say, no more will I walk in darkness, I want the light to be in me, you know what, we can take care of that right now. If you're listening and say, Jeff, you know what, I do, I have a relationship with Christ, but I've been more like a flashlight with no batteries than a beacon on a hill. I want to get back right with Christ. I want to be the light that God's called me to be. I want his light emanating in me. I want to be a light-emitting disciple. You know what? We can take care of that too. Would you pray with me? Father God, thank you for loving me. God, thank you for forgiving me of my sins. God, I pray that you become the Lord of my life. Lord, I want Jesus in my heart. I want that light inside of me. I want to be the light that you've called me to be. I want to be that light on a hill. God, thank you. Lord, I pray that you would use me as you see fit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, you are absolutely blinding somebody right now because all kind of light is coming out from you. And I can tell you one thing, all of heaven is rejoicing. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us this week. You definitely want to be back next week because we're going to finish up the series, My Piece of the Puzzle, with the message Bricklayer. You definitely do not want to miss that. Hey, I love you. We're praying for you. You know, until next week, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.
Dear shame, I was safe in your arms. You were there when it all fell apart. I would get so lost in your beautiful eyes. But I let you go. But you're still chasing. Go ahead, you're never gonna take me. You can mend, but you're never gonna break me. I was yours, I'm not yours anymore. Oh, you don't own me.
Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up.